Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Natalie Lewis here. Hello, Natalie. How are you?
Hi, Trina. I'm really good, thank you.
This is a topic that I need to learn inside out. The joy of saying no. Tell me all about this.
This book is about really how to stop people pleasing and using no really as a way to have better boundaries in your life. So you stop driving yourself crazy, basically.
Now, I was supposed to call you last week, Natalie, right? And I totally forgot because I keep saying yes to people. Anytime they ask me to do anything, yeah, no problem. And I find that I don't have time to myself to do anything that I need to get done. I could be actually like one of your subjects in this book. How do we find ourselves saying yes to everything in the first place?
First of all, we're raised to be this way. You know, we learn that we don't want to hurt people's feelings, that we should try to be accommodating. You know, we need to be sweet and nice and meek and mild and not make too many waves and cause trouble. And of course, you want to be somebody who's like there for people and who's able to accommodate and to help. But these are things we're trained into. But I also do think, particularly sort of in recent years, that our lives have ballooned and there's so much more to do. And we don't really have a sense of our own needs. You know, what have we got on our plate at the moment? What have we already committed to? Instead, we're like, yeah, sure, no problem. And then, as you say, afterwards, you're going, oh my gosh, like, what on earth have I taken on here? Well, you start forgetting other things.
We get texts in from people all the time and they're saying, God, I'm after committing to minding somebody's children this Saturday night and yet I haven't had a night out myself, you know, in 5 years, and this was going to be the first night I got out, but no, I've said I'd babysit for someone else. Why do we do that to ourselves?
That's a really, really common one. And I think that what happens is there's almost a sense of, oh, well, that person's need is greater than mine. They need somebody to take care of the kids. If I don't say yeah, who else is going to do it? Mm. One of the things I say to people is free time is not the same as being available. And so what happens is you know that you technically have this free time and you're planning to finally give it to yourself. Somebody else comes along and asks you for something and you almost feel like, well, I feel like I'd be being a bit rude and selfish if I turn around and said, no, I can't. I'm actually just doing something for myself that day.
Yeah.
So we don't see ourselves as being important. We don't want to put somebody out. There's this fear they're going to be angry with us or that we're going to hurt their feelings. But these people can find another babysitter. We're not the only person in town.
I have a pal and she always used to say yes, yes, yes to everything. She'd get calls from somebody looking for her to, you know, MC an event. Or she'd, and I'm not talking about me, if anyone thinks I'm talking about me, because I'm on the radio, I'm not talking about me. But she'd get calls, you know, can you do this? Can you do that? Can you turn up to, you know, the opening of an envelope? And she'd say, yes, 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 yes to everything. And it was only that when somebody pointed out to her, you know what you need to do in that situation? Instead of being put on the spot on the phone, which was normally the case, it's easier to say no in an email, but you know when you're put on the spot on the phone, you need to say to the person, can I just go and check my diary and get back to you?
Yeah.
And that gives you the time, doesn't it, to either come up with an excuse if you want to lie, or just say, I'm really sorry, I actually can't do that, I'm so busy that day. You don't have to have an excuse either.
Absolutely. And this is something I emphasize in the book, where when we almost reflexively say yes to people, what we really need to get in the habit of is those six magic words, let me get back to you. Because this gives us a chance to get a feel for what it is that we actually need or want to do. We get to check in with ourselves. How do I feel about this? What's on my plate at the moment? You know, what's in my diary? What's my week looking like? What's coming up ahead, you know, the next week? What is this request about? Who is this person? And this way, if the person isn't actually prepared to give us the time to consider whether or not we want to do it, then I say to people, if you can't go back to them, then your answer is no. If they can't give you the time to consider whether or not you actually want to do it, then you don't need to give them the time of agreeing to something that you don't actually want to do.
Yeah. The other thing as well, as you mentioned about the people pleasers, generally the people pleasers, nobody will do them a favour back.
If you're always the giver, what happens is you end up surrounding yourself with a load of takers. The thing is, you start to feel resentful when you turn around and you're like, oh, Muggins here, just this one time, I'm going to ask a favour. And then the person actually has better boundaries and turns around and says, no. We don't need to be in relationships where we're always the one who is doing stuff for others and that we're not in a position to ask for help from others.
Okay, so the book is called The Joy of Saying No. Give us your top tips of how to say no in a polite way.
don't worry so much about it being quote unquote polite. What people actually want is for you to get to the point. You don't need to give a big, long story. My cat got stuck up a tree. I've got loads and loads of things in my calendar. Did I tell you about all the things that I've got going on with my mouth? They don't want to know. They don't. So it's like, thank you for asking, but no. Or no, I can't at the moment. Go easy on saying sorry as well, because you don't need to apologize for saying no. Unless it genuinely warrants an apology, 99% of the time, it does not. If somebody asks you to do something and outwardly you're going, yes, sure, no problem, I can do that for you. And inwardly you're raging inside going, oh my gosh, why did I turn around and say yes to that? Or you're cursing them in your head. That's a sign that you also need to say no. And also what you can do as well is say to people, besides the let me get back to you, suggest somebody else who can do it. I can't do this, but have you thought about asking such and such? Or
that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say, have you thought about asking Natalie next time I'm asked to do something? I'm going to pass on your number.
Yeah, and I'll be ready for them when they call. But honestly, and the other one is like, somebody can ask you to do something and you can say, I can't do that, but I can do this. Like, you don't have to wholesale agree to whatever people ask you to do. Tell them what you can do. And that way people know where the land lies as well. But keep it brief. Get straight to it. They don't want to know your whole life story.
Oh, well, we're going to take tips from this. The book is called The Joy of Saying No. I detect an Irish accent there, Natalie.
I was brought up in Shankill in South Dublin.
That'll be it. Fantastic. Well, we'll keep an eye out for that. And your podcast, do you want to plug your podcast?
The podcast is called The Baggage Reclaim Sessions, and it's across all the podcast players.
Okay. How to reclaim yourself from the cycle of people pleasing. Natalie Lou, thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Trina. Have a great day.
You too. It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.